Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Joining us now on Middays with Thunder, he is founder of The Leap. He is Locked On Packers podcast. Peter Bukowski, how happy are you today?
Well, it makes my life on social media a lot easier, I'll tell you that.
either thing's got to be really good or really bad, right? No, nothing in the middle.
Exactly. One of those like 24 to 16 wins against the Cardinals in week six. Like that, that's not really moving the needle for me the rest of the week.
No. All right. So, you know, yesterday's game, we're trying not to overreact, but I am absolutely overreacting. I'm excited. My question of the day, at least to start the show, is can one person make this big of a difference? So I'll throw that out to you right away. Can one person make this big of a difference? What we saw on the field yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, unequivocally, yes. It's not an overreaction to say. I mean, it's really not. Watch him on the field. Watch Micah Parsons and the difference that he makes.
Yes, sir.
And this is not new for Packer fans. Certainly Packer fans who have been following this team for as long as you and I have. We remember Reggie White. We remember Charles Woodson. We remember Clay Matthews at his apex prime. Remember 2010 Clay Matthews? In the span of a month, they got two coaches fired. And they Amazing. Like knocked three quarterbacks out of games. Like that's how dominant Clay Matthews was. We haven't seen the Packers defense. Maybe that Za'Darius Smith. Remember that Za'Darius Smith 2019 game against the Vikings when he single-handedly beat Minnesota, won the division in that game. That was the last time we've seen the defense in a big game against a real offense look like this. And Micah Parsons, every time he's out there, I mean, the crowd, he got a pop like this was wrestling. Every single time he walked out onto the field, the crowd was going wild like they just heard, you know, the Rock's music.
Right.
Hit the arena. Same thing. It was wild.
I thought the same thing, Peter. Like, when he first came out, the place went nuts, and it was just as if, you know, somebody's music hit. Absolutely.
They need, like, the Stone Cold Steve Austin glass break or something.
Oh, yes.
Every time that, like, on third down, just let the glass break and the music drop. Like, wouldn't that just be electric in the state? Even if you didn't know the reference,
right.
It would get you going. Like, it gave me chills. Even Jaden Reed was like, it gave him chills. He's an NFL player. He's played in big-time Big Ten games.
Yes, he has.
And the pop that Micah Parsons got, Matt LaFleur mentioned it. It was like a playoff game just because Micah Parsons was out there and you know, credit to the Packer fans that actually went to the game and didn't sell their tickets to Lions fans.
Mm-hmm.
Every time Micah Parsons went out onto the field, the crowd erupted. Like, just his subbing into the game. Yeah. I can't remember ever having seen that in a game. I thought maybe we'd get something similar for Matthew Golden. Like, every time he goes out there, the crowd gets a little more excited. There's a little bit more of a buzz. This was like, the fans went nuts every time he went out on the field.
All right, so how do we keep this energy, Peter? Because I actually talked about this in the first
segment. You play in 3 days, Mitch. That's what you do. You play in 3 days.
Can we play every 3 days? No, nobody wants that.
It's a little bit like, remember CeCe Sabathia? Of course you remember CeCe Sabathia.
Of course.
And he pitched on 3 days rest for like six straight starts.
Which was nuts.
Something at the end of that season. It might have to feel like that a little bit here. Now they do have a little bit of the break. I think this week you can keep the energy up.
Yeah.
The question is like, okay, week three off 10 days rest against the Browns. Can you keep the energy up for those games? And I think that's where you're going to test the mettle of a young team like this, because I think they're going to get up for the big games and they needed this one. I said this a couple weeks ago on your show. They needed this game against the Lions to show what were the two problems they had last year. It was big games against the best teams, and it was the division. Yep. 1-5 in the division, the most meaningless stat I've ever heard. But that was true. And they get both of those wrapped in one in week one. And so, they go out there and they put the bang thing on the Detroit Lions.
They did. And talking about the divisional games, especially last year, the thing that really plagued them was starting slow. You know, we all remember that Vikings game. You know, the Vikings came into Lambeau and the Packers actually came back and had a chance, but they were so far behind. How important was it to take the ball on that opening kickoff, drive down, end it with a Kraft touchdown?
I think it was an enormous tactical mistake from Dan Campbell to give the ball to the Packers offense to start that game.
Interesting.
I just think we lose Ben Johnson if we're the Lions.
Yeah.
You're putting in a new offensive coordinator. If I'm aggressive Dan Campbell, I'm culture guy Dan Campbell.
Yep.
I want to say, you know what?
Take the ball.
This is what we do. We're going to keep the train rolling. We're going to take the ball in Lambeau, first possession. I think he coached tactically one of his worst games. And I think those coaches out there showed that they've got some growing pains that they're going to have to work through. If you weren't ready to go, Matt LaFleur and this offense, after 8 months of wondering, of questions, of preparing for this moment, if you didn't have man beaters ready, you knew exactly what you were going to get. This was a paint by numbers offense and defensive performance. It was like the comparison I made on my show was you buy a cookbook from like the French Laundry, or you buy the Daniel Boulud cookbook or something, and then you try and do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can get all the same ingredients. I can follow the directions to a T, but it's not going to taste the same.
No.
It's just not.
I love that.
I think that's what we saw from the Detroit Lions. Having that continuity for the Packers was so valuable. And they had a plan. They said, we're going to get in big personnel with two tight ends on the field. We're going to keep your linebackers out there. And we think our guys are going to get open against your man coverage. And they were right.
Yep, they did.
Three straight third down conversions to open that drive, including a 3rd and 9. That throw to Tucker Kraft, they got exactly the coverage they wanted. They knew exactly what it was going to be. And Love rips that sucker into coverage. Yep. Tucker Kraft makes the catch. And then you're off and rolling, a 3 and out. Like the game never felt in doubt after that, did it? I mean, it really didn't.
I totally agree. Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers, co-founder of The Leap, here with us on Middays with Thunder. So besides the obvious, besides number one, who I love when he put the one up after the sack, because I said, if you know, you know, acknowledge him, Micah Parsons. Who else stood out to you? You know, who maybe exceeded some of your expectations on the field yesterday?
I mean, I had high expectations, but for Edgerrin Cooper to come out and just look like an all-pro day one, led the team in tackles,
so
was
good.
All over the field.
Yeah.
His ability to chase down plays, every position he was in. I think he was targeted 8 times in coverage and was credited with what Pro Football Focus calls 5 stops. So a negative play for the offense.
Right.
It was like he allowed like I think it was 3 or 4 yards in coverage for the day.
I was going to say, Gibbs, go ahead and catch it. But you're going to get crushed by Cooper second you do.
19 touches for 50 yards for Jahmyr Gibbs.
Like, and that what? Is
Edgerrin Cooper.
Crazy.
And I thought Quay Walker played really well in this game. There was the one play in coverage where I still think in zone coverage, he needs a map sometimes.
Okay.
But coming downhill, he looks so much more comfortable flying to reading his keys, coming downhill and seeing it and making those plays. He had that great play on the screen where he sees it all the way, splits the blockers, and makes the tackle in the backfield. How many times did we see guys on Sunday make a tackle and there's 2 more Packers right there and then 2 or 3 more Packers right there in pursuit?
Yep.
It was a wave of green every time to the ball carrier.
You know, it's so funny you mentioned that because I was watching a couple of videos this morning about what it means when a team swarms to the football and how many teams don't pursue. I mean, Mason talked about it a little bit on the Mason Crosby show earlier this morning, that like there were definitely times that Aiden Hutchinson was not swarming, was like, you know, there was a play and he was just kind of like watching the play. He did not, you know, and granted, like sometimes you can't play, you know, William Contreras is the poster child for this, right? Like he's been given permission by Pat Murphy to not run every ground ball out. Because he's catching 130 games. He's got to save his legs. We get it. But like the fact that it seemed like every time there was a short pass or a run by Detroit, again, to your point, 5-6 guys swarming around that. And I think that's going to lead to to punching the ball out as well. Like, I think that's going to lead to turnovers, which it didn't necessarily yesterday. I think that's a big step for this Packers defense.
Well, and I think it helps. You know, you lose Kenny Clark and you think, okay, how is the depth of this front going to be on the interior? Devontae Wyatt ends a drive, fourth down, gets a sack. Kobe Wooden had a near.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Safety on a tackle for loss where they just forgot to block him.
Yep.
And I think it is such a mental strain on offenses to have to account for all the things that this defense is doing. The Packers now with Lucas Van Ness, who I thought was awesome on Sunday, with Rashawn Gary, who I thought was awesome on Sunday, and Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, Jim Nantz made the joke. I think it was Mike Tirico made a joke about in the Ravens game, but it was true in the Packers game too. There were it was like hockey lines at times when they can just throw waves of guys at you. And all of a sudden, everyone gets to be the best versions of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's absolutely right. Peter Bukowski joining us here on The Fan. Follow him on Twitter. He's at Peter_Bukowski. So let's talk about Jordan Love for a little bit, because it's so easy to talk about Micah Parsons. It's so easy to talk about the impact. And he really did. And it's fun, right? It's fun to talk about Jordan Love too. I mean, Jordan Love had a clean, he had that weird, third quarter where he had the missteps. But besides that, a clean game and a fun game and kind of almost like a casual game. Like, he had time and he just went out and he made some throws.
This is what healthy Jordan Love looks like. And I think the protection deserves so much credit. Chris Brooks, Josh Jacobs in pass protection. I just looked this up via True Media. Against the blitz, Jordan Love went 8 for 9 for $128, 1 touchdown, 5 first downs.
Wow.
That is a near perfect passer rating, 155.8. Wow. He just was comfortable and was finding his guys consistently. They had answers for everything that the Lions were trying to throw at them defensively. Now, are they going to have those answers every week? No, Jordan Love is going to have to manufacture some stuff. At times, the pass protection might not. They've already got injuries. Zach Tom's got the hip.
Yep.
Aaron Banks dealing with his injury, but they've got the depth to make this all work. I thought Darian Kennard in the second half,
I thought he was great.
Started moving bodies in the run game. I mean, and this was someone that if Howie Roseman had made that move, and you see in the second half, he goes out and is doing that, everyone's going, Howie did it again. But because it's Brian Gutekunst, he doesn't always get the same sort of credit for this. And because Howie was the one that traded him, but they are in a really good position here, I think, to keep this going. And Love, you mentioned it was a casual day. If he's going to be 16 of 22 for 188 and 2 touchdowns all year, do you think he's going to care at all if he doesn't have, 4,500 yards passing by the end of the year?
No,
he's not going to care at all. Be efficient. He led the league in big time throw rate this year, in week one, 17%. So almost 1 in 5 of his throws were what Pro Football Focus categorized as big time throws. Nice. He had an average depth of target over 10 in this game. I mean, they're chucking the ball down the field. And it was accurate. It could have been even more if Jaden Reed catches that third down sideline pass, which was right through the wickets. That stuff, it would look even better. He did everything they needed him to do. I think they only threw the ball, 5 times in the second half? It's like they came out firing, and then they didn't really need him to do much. But in the second half, when they needed it, they marched right down the field, They got the touchdown to seal the game. That's if Jordan Love is that guy, I mean, they might win 13, 14 games this year.
Peter Bukowski joining us here at 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're free on the Odyssey app, and we're live right now on YouTube at The Fan Milwaukee. You can join us on YouTube. You can post in the chat there or just watch our, you know, just famously handsome mugs if you want to do that as well. 16 completions to 10 different receivers. As a fan, I love that. My only concern is at some point, you know, I think you just mentioned it. If Jordan Love goes 16 for 22, 188 and two touchdowns, he would take that every week, especially if they're winning.
No doubt.
Are the receivers going to be okay with 10 different receivers, 16 completions? Is that something that winning cures, or does ego get into that at some point on any level?
I think winning cures a lot of it. It doesn't cure all of it, right? Okay. And so Jaden Reed is playing hurt.
Yep.
I'm sure he wants the ball.
Yeah.
Dontavian Wicks is playing for a contract. Romeo Doubs in the last year of his deal. And by the way, it looks like Christian Watson is going to come off PUP like as soon as he is eligible to come off PUP.
But good for
him. That's gonna convolute this even further. We didn't even see Savion Williams out there much, but the one time he got out there, he got a designed play for him.
Right.
So this is an embarrassment of riches. I think to your point though, it's not the bigger question to me is not about ego.
Okay.
It is about on 3rd and 8 in a big spot when they need to have it. What is the play? What is the call? Who are you throwing it to? Because on that first drive, third and long, they hit Dontavian Wicks.
Yep.
The second one, it's 3rd and medium, it's Matthew Golden. The third one is 3rd and 9 in the red zone, and it's Tucker Kraft.
Yep.
I think that's a fine formula, but against the Eagles, against defenses that are you know gonna show some different things, or against defenses that might have a little bit more pressure.
The Vikings.
Are there going to be tighter windows to throw into in the playoffs? I think the answer is yes, and so do you have a guy that you trust? They didn't even have to throw to Romeo Doubs on third down. He's normally their third down guy. They didn't even have to do that in this game, but he got the big plays, right? The big post down the field, the 50-yarder. He got the 20-yarder on the first drive on a play-action shot. I think as long as they're winning, that's going to be fine for them. The question is if they go on a 2-game, a 3-game losing streak, God forbid, then does the concern start to seep in there? I guess we'll see.
And to your point, you know, Matthew Golden gets a couple catches, but I think a lot of people believe Matthew Golden could be one of those guys as well. They didn't really need him to be that, and he's still a rookie, so he's still learning. The question
he's got a block.
Is that a block?
That's the problem. There are a couple times when he's out there and they need him to block just a corner. You don't have to block a defensive end. You don't have to block a linebacker. Just block your guy, and he couldn't do it. And I said during the Eagles game, you know, people were mad about it, but I was like, just watch Devontae Smith. He's 6 foot, 145 pounds. Not really, but like that's not that far off.
Right.
And he's out there MFing corners.
Fighting.
Like watch Matthew Golden, please go watch Devontae Smith blocking tape. You can do that. I promise you can do that. And this is no block, no rock for Matt LaFleur. If you can block, you'll be out there. That he needs to get that part. I know that seems weird and seems silly, but they have enough other guys who can do it. So be out there and win, and you'll be out there on third down with the ball coming to you more often than not.
Peter Bukowski, The Leap, Locked On Packers. The Packers play Thursday night. Quick turnaround. The Commanders come. You know, and it's like, you know, I think the Packers, without a doubt, had the most impressive win of the weekend. The Commanders did the same thing to the Giants. The Giants are not the Lions, but the Commanders took care of business. Like they did. Again, they had a business-like. They did what they needed to do. After how big of a game this one was against the Lions, how big is it for a team like the Commanders, who beat the Lions in the playoffs last year, who surprised everybody last year, that they're coming to town? What type of statement could the Packers make with the Commanders coming into town?
I mean, think about the opportunity the Packers have. The Lions were the best team in the NFC last year in the regular season. They dispatched them in impressive fashion in week 1, and now an NFC championship team, a team that was in the Final Four, you have a chance to beat them through 2 weeks. It's going to be hard for anyone to match a resume like that through 2 weeks in the NFL. And so I think the bigger question for this team, and I said this earlier, is like the Browns game or some of these other games when you don't have the juice necessarily. But I'll also add, last year, I think teams that played the Lions were like 1-16 last year, the week after.
We made a
it's
big
some crazy
deal.
Stat
yeah,
like
it
that
was stuff. Insane. We made a big
now,
deal about that.
One of the reasons was that team kicked everyone's ass in the trenches.
Yeah.
The Packers did the ass kicking.
Yes, they did.
On Sunday. So
yes,
maybe it's not the same level of soreness. Maybe that's going to be the new Packer stat, is the teams after they play the Packers are going to be feeling it the next week instead of the other way around with the Lions.
I love that. And real quick, how do they deal with Jaden Daniels? Like, you know, he's a different animal. I know the Packers have the athletes when it comes to Quay and Edge and Micah. But that's a whole nother element out there, isn't it?
It is, but I think that what we saw them against Jalen Hurts in the playoffs, it's contain him. You have to contain him. You have to, and then you're going to let Micah play off script a little bit. Mm. Just because he's maybe the only true edge in the NFL that could run down Jaden Daniels in the open field.
Yeah.
And so you're going to let him freelance a little bit, but this is a Lucas Van Ness, Rashawn Gary, just push the pocket, bull rush him, keep him hemmed in and don't let him escape to make plays with his legs. That's going to be the key. You have to play fundamentally sound, but given the performance, we just saw Jeff Hafley. I mean, this was Jeff Hafley's masterpiece in the NFL. You gotta build on it. You gotta prove it against, you know, an offense that was really good last year. I think they can. I think this offensive line for Washington is not great. Mm-hmm. And so go get after Jaden Daniels.
Peter Bukowski, co-founder of The Leap, host of Locked On Packers, tons of content out there, tons of podcasts out there. What's the easiest way to find your stuff?
Wherever you get podcasts, we're also on YouTube, and we just started doing this cool new thing on Wednesdays with Jeff Jagosinski, former Packers offensive coordator, and Brandon Snide.
Okay.
7:15 Central Time, Lambeau Time, every Wednesday, and then post-game, a half an hour, Locked On Packers live after the game, and then an hour with me, Coach, and Brandon on an extra extended post game. It's a lot of fun. Come hang out on YouTube and we'll see you there.
Awesome. Love it. Peter, thank you so much for taking the time today. And we'll talk to you down the road.
All right.
Good way to start things. That's for sure.
Hell yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.